Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University Audio Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD and web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each month, a different national speaker or business owner shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. You'll never achieve a goal you didn't set. Believe it or not, less than 3% of the people in our society set specific goals for their lives, which explains why the other 97% are wondering why things aren't changing for the better. During this program, Larry Wingett will lay out the specifics of how to set and achieve your desired goals. If you've been a subscriber to this series for very long, you've heard Larry before. He's one of our listeners' favorite presenters. He's funny, straightforward, and blunt, to say the least. So what's the good part? He knows what he's talking about. You'll enjoy listening to Larry, and you'll also learn how to set and achieve your goals.
All right, let's talk about how to set and achieve goals. Is that important? Well, of course it's important. Everybody needs the ability to set goals and then know how to achieve their goals. This would make you a better employee. It would make you a better employer. It would make you a better parent. It would make you better at everything in life if you knew how to achieve your goals. So I'm going to give you a 12-step process on how to actually set goals and then make sure you achieve your goals. It's really very simple. The first thing you do is this. You write your goals down. See, I don't know how people operate in life without a journal, without some place, a notebook, a place on your computer where you can go write things down. I write things down on my goals list all the time. I have a list that's just full of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things. I keep a copy of the list on my laptop and one on my desktop, so I can constantly go in and refer to it to see what I planned for my life and how I'm doing on it. And I think that's what you ought to do too. The problem is most people don't write anything down. They spend more time planning their weekend than they do planning their life. You have to plan your life. So write your goals down to make sure that you have a plan for what you want your life to look like. The problem is this. If you don't have a plan, you end up living on what you got. Just what happens is what happens. That's how it is. That's the way my life works. I just kind of go with the flow. You know, whatever comes my way, that's what I'm going to deal with. No. No, that's not how it works. You can actually determine exactly what you want your life to look like. You get to decide what you want your life to look like. And only will that happen for you if you establish a clear, well-executed plan in advance. So you have to write some things down. If you don't write down a grand plan for your life, then you're going to end up living a pretty mediocre life. And see, mediocre lives are what happens when you don't have any plan. So be one of the 3% of society who actually takes the time to pull out a sheet of paper or to go on their computer, however you want to do it, but write down your goals. Write down what you want your life to look like. Only 3% of the people do that, and only about 3% of society does really, really well. I wonder if there's any correlation to that. You think? So, get out a sheet of paper and start to write things down. Well, what should you write down? That's step number 2. You should write down big, challenging ideas. Now, me, I write down everything. I mean, I write down the fact that I want to put a new cactus in my yard. Really, I write that down. I write down little bitty things so I can have a feeling of accomplishment. I like to be able to go back to my list and write victory next to it. That shows that I achieved that little bitty thing. And when I get a list in front of me that shows lots of victories, it gives me the courage, it gives me the momentum to keep going to achieve the big things. So I write down everything. But if you're going to write down stuff, make sure that you write down stuff that's also very big for you, really challenging for you, stuff that you can't imagine being able to accomplish right now. But know that you have the ability and desire to do it when the timing is right. Years ago, I didn't have much money and wasn't doing so well. I'd filed bankruptcy, and that's another story. And I was kind of like the guy who had only was left with a bicycle, and it didn't have any handlebars, and it didn't have any seat. He'd lost his rear and doesn't know which way to turn. That was me. And I was doing anything in the world I could just to stay ahead and get ahead and so forth. And when it came to activities in my family, I had to do stuff that was cheap. In fact, I had to do stuff that was free or I wasn't going to be doing anything. And so I would take my boys down and I would go to the really good part of town, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I would park my car over in the good part of town and we'd walk down the street past all the big houses to get to the park. And then we'd play around the park and do all that and walk back. And I would always park in front of this one house. And I was parked in front of this house week after week after week when the boys would come, we'd go to the park. And finally one day, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, I love this neighborhood. I love where I park every single time we come. In fact, someday I want to live in this house right here. Just this house right here. I park in front of it all the time. I want this to be my house. And we all just kind of laughed and kind of went in our minds, yeah, right. But what was amazing, 2 years later, I lived in that house. I'm not talking about I lived in the house next door or the house across the street. I lived in that house. How did that happen? I don't know. Magic, I guess. No, how it happened was that I wrote it down, I put the thought in my mind, and I went to work. I didn't specifically plan for it to be that house, but when it came time to buy a house and I'd made my money all back again and then some, that house is the one that was for sale. It was on my goals list that I was going to live in a big house just like that someday. I wrote down just a few years ago. I was doing well in speaking. I'd had a bestseller. I wrote down that I was going to have my own television show within 6 months. I had a contract for my own television show. I wrote down that I wanted to be on commercials. 6 months later, I was doing national television commercials. So whatever you write down on your list, make sure that it covers a lot of small things so you can feel some victory and build some momentum. But write down also some big challenging things, things that will keep you motivated, will keep you working hard, keep you thinking big. That's one of the steps. So first, write down your goals, and when you write them down, make sure that they're big and challenging to keep you motivated along the way. The next step is this. You've got to have goals for every single area of your life, which means you have to have social goals, you have to have civic goals for yourself and your community, you have to have financial goals, health goals, mental goals, you have to have goals as a family. You need goals for all areas of your life to show that you have balance in your life. You can't spend all of your time and all of your energy, all of your effort, only in one area of your life. When that happens, you're going to have problems in other areas. Success is becoming all you can be in each area of your life without sacrificing any other area of your life, which means you need to have some balance. You have balance when you have goals in all areas of your life. Now, from time to time, you will get out of balance. That's how it works. When you really need to focus on making some money, you might let some other areas slide. When you really need to stop, take time away, spend time with your family, other areas are going to slide. But overall, you need to have balance in your life. So make sure that when you're setting your goals and you're writing them down and you're thinking big, that you've set goals in all areas. The fourth step is this. You've got to be specific when you set a goal. Very specific. One time, a long time ago, I had this job and I hated it. I mean, I just hated going to work every single day. It was my company, it was a telecommunications company, but it just got to the point that I couldn't stand it. It was just dragging me down. Didn't like telephones that much anyway. And I used to get up every morning, turn to my wife and say, I would do anything in the world. I would give anything not to have to go to work at this place today. And within 6 months, I went bankrupt. You see, the world heard me, the universe listened to me, and I think they thought I said I'd give everything not to have to go to work. I didn't say I'd give everything, but that's what it heard. I ended up losing everything I had, and I didn't go to work there anymore. Be careful what you ask for. It's an old cliche, but there's some truth in it. Be careful. Make sure that what you're asking for is very, very specific. What I should have been saying is I'm no longer happy at this company. I need to figure out a good way to get out of business so I can go into a business that I enjoy more, can make more money at, and would be better at than this. You see, you have to be specific. I see a lot of people set goals, stupid goals like this, and this is the whole problem with the New Year's resolution thing, is they set goals that are not very specific. They say, I want to lose weight. Well, good for you. You lose a pound, you achieve your goal. That wasn't what you had in mind at all. So when you set a goal, you need to say, I want to lose 20 pounds by June the 1st. You see, that's specific. That gives you a goal that you can target on. That gives you a way to measure. You can't just say, I want to lose weight. People say, I want to have more money. Let me give you a dollar. Now you got more money. Wasn't what you had in mind at all. You need to say, I want to have this much in savings. I want to have this much invested. I want to make sure that I'm earning this much by this completion date. See, that's specific. Again, that's something you can target. It's something you can track. So when you set a goal, make sure you set a very specific goal. You see, when you plan your weekend, you know that you want to go to the hardware store to make sure that you can get this stuff and come home. You pretty much know what it's going to cost. You know how much time it's going to take you to do it. You know who you want to involve, who you want to go with you, all that sort of thing. You know that when you just go to the hardware store on Saturday morning on your day off. You've planned that far in advance. You know what that's supposed to look like. It's very specific. Why haven't you done the same thing for your life? See, again, we spend more time planning a weekend trip, a specific shopping event, than we do planning our lives. And that's why we end up leading mediocre lives, because they don't have any specific challenging elements to it. So write down challenging ideas and be very specific. Next is this. You got to get personal. Goals are personal. I get hundreds of letters every single week from people. I get letters from the sad uncle that says, my nephew needs help. He's messing up his life, and his mom and daddy don't know how to help him. And Larry, would you help him? He really needs your help. My goal for him is that he become financially secure, and he's not doing anything right now. And sadly, we have to always write back and say, sorry, can't help you. You see, you can't help your nephew achieve his goals because it's not his goal. That was your goal for your nephew. You can't help another person achieve your goal. You can't really do much for them in achieving their own goal. Not if they're not buying into their own goal. He may say, I want to get out of debt, but if he's not buying into it, not willing to work on it, it's not going to happen. And you certainly can't have a goal for somebody else. I've had my wife come up to me and say, Larry, you need to exercise more. I want you to go to the gym with me. Did I do it? No. Why? I didn't want to. I don't go to the gym because she wants me to. I go to the gym when I want to. Works that way in every single area. Your boss can say, here's what I think you ought to do. Chances are you won't do it because it's your boss's goal for you, not your goal for yourself. You see, no one is willing to work on someone else's goal. They're only willing to work on their goal when that goal is important enough to them that the consequences for not achieving the goal are too painful to avoid. And you think about what I just said. People set goals, and they're only willing to work on them when the consequences of not doing it are too painful to avoid. You have to make sure that your goals also have consequences for not achieving them. You see, goals just aren't fantasies. Goals are things you want to have happen in your life. You really want to have them happen. And they have to be things that motivate you to work and focus, and think, and plan, and involve people who can help you. That's a worthwhile goal. And those goals have to be in all areas of your life to make sure that you have balance. But none of these goals will work if it's not your goal. So make your goal your personal goal. Next idea is this, is you have to determine what you need to know in order to achieve your goal. You see, chances are you don't know everything you need to know in order to achieve your goal. Let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. You know exactly what you ought to do? Well, everybody knows a little bit. I mean, everybody knows something about what they ought to do to achieve their goal. I've never met anybody who was so stupid they didn't know anything. Everybody knows something. If you want to lose 20 pounds, you know that you need to eat less and exercise more. But do you know specifically what you probably should be eating? Maybe not. Maybe there are people who are unaware. So maybe you need to do a little research. Maybe you need to get a book. Maybe you need to hire a trainer. Maybe you need to talk to somebody who's lost weight before that you can learn from them. Are there people that you need to involve in your life to help you achieve your goal? See, that's information you need. You need to go talk to those people. And here's what I've discovered about asking people to help you. If you're going to ask them, you make sure you're willing to take their advice. I have people call me all the time and say, Larry, how do I become successful in the speaking industry? Because my history is I've been pretty successful in the speaking industry. And so I used to take my time to tell these people. I don't do that much anymore. I wrote a book about it instead. Let them read the book. Most people never bother to read the book. But what I used to tell people, this is what you have to do. Step one, step two, step three, step four. You do those four things, you'll be successful in the speaking industry. And then about 75% of them will go, "Larry, I don't think that'll work." Well, why'd you ask me then? I'm the expert you came to asking for help. If you're not willing to accept what I tell you, don't ask. And so if you know people who can help you achieve your goals and you go in and ask them for help, then be willing to do what they say. Otherwise, you don't get to go back and ask a second time. Don't argue with the experts. After all, you're the one who hadn't achieved any goals. You're the one who's in trouble. You're the one who needs their help. When you go to ask an expert for help, listen to them and do what they say. They've been where you are. Are there books you need to read? Are there people you need to involve? Are there courses you can take? Are there DVDs you can watch, CDs you can listen to? Can you download stuff off the internet that can show you how to do things? If you can, then use those resources to get more information, because chances are you don't know enough. And if you don't know enough, the good thing is somebody has already done it before. Learn from their experience. It's called OPE. It's one of the oldest things in personal development. It's called other people's experience. Learn from other people's experience so you don't have to repeat the mistakes that most people make when they do something. Get some education about how to achieve your goals. Next step is this. You need to determine what you can do to get started today. You need to determine what you can do to get started today. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I just said. I did not say you need to determine what you can do to get started. I added the word today. You see, don't tell me what you plan on doing, ever. I won't believe you. People will say, "I plan on doing this." You just keep right on planning, because that's what most people do. But when people come to me and say, "Larry, let me show you what I'm doing," I'll pay attention. So you need to be doing something. Don't plan on starting on your goal tomorrow. There's something you could do today. Even if all you do today is write it down. Even if all you do today is make it challenging for yourself when you write it down. Even if all you do is say, "I need to go read this book. I'm going to do a search for it on Amazon. I'm going to watch some YouTube videos about how to do this, how to accomplish this. So I'm going to Google it. I'm going to do some things like that." That's activity. That's something you could do today. Imprint this on your mind. Tattoo it on your brain. Today, not tomorrow. TNT. Today, not tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't think about tomorrow. Always ask yourself, "What can I do right now? What can I do right now?" And that's how you're going to evaluate whether you're getting your job done or not. It's you're going to be asking yourself all along, "What am I doing right now that makes a difference?" And if you're not doing anything, why? If you're not working hard on your goal, why aren't you? Probably because it wasn't important for you to accomplish. People usually only go to work on changing their lives, on setting goals, when it's almost too late and they get desperate. They get desperate for a change and they say, "I need to set a goal." They won't take the time to write it down. They won't take the time to get the education. But they'll start to think, "I need to make more money. I need to get my life in order. I need to become more healthy." And so they think, "I've got to do this right now because I'm desperate." That goes back to what I said, the pain of not doing it. Don't get to that level. Instead, right now, start to plan challenging goals that will make you better, allow you to achieve more, allow you to have more, allow you to become more. Remember this about goal setting. It's not what you get from achieving your goals. It's what you become by going through the process. It's the person you become by going through the whole process of going through the setting process and the achievement process. You will become a better person. So as you set these goals and you go through these steps I'm talking about, you're going to be better at who you are. And you've got to constantly evaluate, what am I doing today, right now, to make myself better as a person so I can achieve more, so I can give more to my family, so I can have more to share with the world, so I can become a better person. That's what you have to constantly evaluate. What am I doing right now? Next is this. Don't think too much about how you're going to do it. Really, don't think too much about how you're going to do it. Sometimes I don't have a clue how I'm going to achieve my goals. I told you, I sat down and wrote down that I wanted to have my own television show. I didn't know how to go about that. I didn't have a clue how I was going to get my television show. I just knew in my mind that's what I wanted to have happen. I saw it on my goals list. I reviewed my goals list all the time. I carry my top three goals around with me in my pocket. It's real private. I don't share it with anybody. I don't show it to anybody. Don't ever ask me to see it. You're not going to see it. They're my goals. They're private. They're personal. Be careful who you share your goals with. That's part of it. You're going to share your goals with somebody, and you're with your friend, your trusted friend, a person who you think loves you and believes in you, and you're going to share it with them, some big challenging goal, and they're going to go, are you kidding me? You can't do that. If a couple of years ago I'd have told one of my buddies, I'm going to have my own television show, they'd have said, yeah, wing it right. You might write a pretty good book, and you're all right on stage, but I doubt anybody's going to give you a television show. I didn't share that stuff. I didn't share it with my wife. Because I don't want to open myself up to criticism or one bit of disbelief. I keep those things personal. You need to do the very same thing. Keep those things personal. And when I wrote down I wanted to have a television show, I didn't know how I was going to make it happen. I didn't have a clue what it even took to make a television show. Instead, I just kept doing what I was doing. I wrote a bestseller, hit the bestseller list. At the very same time, A&E was looking for someone to host their show, Big Spender. And so when they're doing a search, they happen to see that there's a guy on the bestseller list, number one best-selling book, Shut Up, Stop Whining, and Get a Life. They said, that guy looks unique, sounds unique, maybe he is unique. They made a phone call. I did a little screen test, shot a pilot for him, they decided to use me. I didn't know how all that was going to happen. I'm still amazed how it happened, but I believed it could happen, and it was one of my goals. I have goals on my list right now. I don't have a clue how it's ever going to happen, but it'll happen. I know it will, because I'm going to focus on it. And I'm going to keep becoming the kind of person that that could happen to. You see, that's what I'm talking about when I say you're going to become the kind of person that's a better person. When you become more, when you become a better human being, when you become better at what you do and who you are in all areas of your life that balance things, then you're going to become the kind of person that attracts bigger things to you. You're going to make yourself prepared. Some of you have not achieved what you have in life, what you want in life, because you're not ready for it. Some of you don't have more money because if you got more money, you would squander it in some way, because you don't have the skills for how to handle more money. Get the skills. Become the kind of person that can live up to your goals. You see, that's part of the problem. We set these big, challenging goals, but we're not the kind of person that could handle it if it happened to us. So it's what you become while you're on your way to getting that that's really important, the more you become. So when you're setting goals, make sure that you're setting what you should become goals. And you become more by educating yourself, working harder, thinking bigger, becoming a better human being in all areas of your life. That's what I'm talking about. When you become more, then you can achieve more. So when you set your goals, think about those things. Determine what you can do to get started on it today. Don't think too much about how you're going to do it. How you're going to do it doesn't matter. Besides that, I've discovered sometimes when you're trying to figure out how you're going to do it, you just become so focused on it, and then that creates worry, and that creates doubt, and that creates disbelief, and that creates frustration, and you never get around to getting started. So you got to stay moving. You got to get started. You got to have action tied to all this stuff. And when you think too much about it sometimes, you get that paralysis by analysis thing that we've heard so many times. So don't get stuck trying to figure out how. More importantly, figure out why. Why do you want to achieve this? Is it because you want to make sure that you have enough money to send your kids to a great school? You want to have money for a great vacation? You want to be able to retire well? Is it because you want to be healthy and live a long time for your family so you can spend time with them and love them and have them love you? Is it because you want to reach a certain level in your job, or you want to do a certain thing, or whatever it is your goal is? Why is that important to you? If you don't have a why that's important to you, chances are it won't happen. You got to know why. It's the why that's going to keep you motivated. It's the why that's going to create the momentum. It's the why that's going to allow you to stick with it when you get bogged down sometimes. So I remind myself of the why it's important to me much more than the how. I don't know how on most of my goals, but I know why on all of my goals. I can supply the how to do it. Only you can supply the why it's important to do it. The next step in goal setting is this. You got to start with a completion date in mind. Now, in all fairness, not all things have a completion date. If you want to live to be, have a healthy lifestyle and live to be very, very old, that really doesn't have a completion date, except you're going to die someday. But the completion date is very important on certain specific goals, like I want to lose this much weight by this time, I want to achieve this much money by this time, I want to reach this place in my life by this time, all those specific things that I've talked about. You start with a completion date in mind, not to frustrate you, not so when you reach the date and you haven't reached the goal that you're going to quit and start over and moan and whine and do all that. It's only so you'll be able to measure how are you moving along. Now, don't set unrealistic completion dates. I see people do this all the time. I'm going to lose 20 pounds by next week. And that's stupid. You're just going to frustrate yourself and you're going to disappoint yourself. Don't do stupid stuff like that. Be reasonable when you set a completion date. Still make it challenging. Still make it hard. Still make it something you've got to work on all the time. But make a realistic completion date so you can measure along the way how you're doing. After you set your completion date, you've done these other things. Again, I want you to go back. The next step is this. Focus on accomplishment. Focus on results. I am all about results. To me, not much else matters except your results. Don't focus on the activity, the how-to. Don't spend so much time saying every single day, am I doing this, 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 and this, and this? It's not that that is so important. It's the constant movement toward accomplishment. What am I doing? What am I getting done that moves me closer to my goal? For instance, let's say you want to save $1,000 by the end of the year. $1,000 by the end of the year, if that's your goal, means you've got to figure out a way to save X amount of money between today and December the 31st. However many days there are in there, you've got to figure out how much money that means on a daily basis. And so one of the ways that you check yourself is, am I saving that much today? Or did I save twice as much yesterday and then tomorrow I'm going to save that much? See, it allows you to compute in your mind how you're doing along the way. But it also keeps you focused on accomplishment. What am I getting done? Not what am I doing, what am I getting done? Don't ask yourself in life, what are you doing? Ask yourself what you're getting done. That's why I have a problem in business with these stupid to-do lists. To-do lists, who cares what you do? The only thing important is what you're getting done. I think you throw away the to-do list and get to get done list. Make sure these things get done. And so always focus on accomplishment in every area of your life, but especially in terms of goal setting. Next idea is this, and it's the 11th step, is you got to believe it can happen. Now you see, when you're writing down these things, you have to actually believe you can accomplish these things. It may be challenging, it may be hard, it may be a stretch, but if you don't believe you can do it, if you write down something and go, there ain't no way I can make that happen. Well, then you're going to be right. There's no way you're going to be able to make that happen. You have to somewhere have the belief that you can achieve it. That's why I'm saying don't open up your goals to a lot of other people who might create some disbelief in your life. You start telling people and they'll go, I don't think so. And that's all you were looking for. You know, you got friends that cannot wait to give you 5 good reasons you can't do something. Sadly, they didn't know you don't need 5 good reasons. You were looking for 1 good reason why you can't do it. And the only reason they're able to give you those reasons is because you told them to begin with. And you say, no, Larry, that's not right. I got people I love and trust, and they will support me. No, they won't. They won't. They will create disbelief. Don't give them too much credit. Keep your goals personal so you can work on them. And you have to believe you can do it. Now, I'm not one of those idiot motivational guys that says you can be whatever you want to be. Just believe it and you can achieve it. No, you cannot be whatever you want to be. I mean, really, if you're short, fat, and ugly, that supermodel thing's not working out for you. Don't write that down. Instead, you got to believe that you can achieve whatever you have the basic talent for and the willingness to work hard enough to make happen. That's what you've got to believe. You have the basic talent for it, and you have the willingness to do whatever it takes, to work as hard as it takes to make that happen. So I'm not going to tell you just to go out there and stupid believe it and it can happen for you. That's ridiculous. But you have to believe when you write a goal that it's challenging, it's going to make you stretch, and that it can happen if, big if, the reason most people don't accomplish what they want, if you work hard enough for it. It takes work. Again, you cannot think your way to success. You cannot think your way to wealth. You cannot think your way to losing weight. You cannot think your way to a better life. You have to work. All of this involves some work, and achieving your goals involves work. The last step, step number 12, is you have to have a celebration. When you achieve a goal, you need a celebration. Now, I know people who shoot themselves in the foot with their celebration. They decide they're going to lose 10 pounds, then they reward themselves with a piece of pie. You see, the celebration is in conflict with their goal. Make sure that your celebration is not in conflict with your goal. Sometimes the celebration is that you just give yourself a night off from working so hard on it. Sometimes the celebration is not a huge thing. You don't have to have party hats and a party. In fact, I'm kind of for that whole skipping the party hat thing no matter what. You look ridiculous. I'm just saying that when you have a celebration in mind, that will give you something to work for too. You know, sometimes if you say, listen, if I make this happen, I'm going to do this. And whatever that is, that can motivate you. Some of your things are so challenging and they're so rewarding that, I mean, you get to celebrate big. And that alone can motivate you to achieving your goal. But don't be afraid to stop and have your own little party, even if it's just in your mind, where you sit back and kind of do a little gloating, where you can pat yourself on your own back and say, I did good. Nothing in the world is more satisfying when you, not people around you, yeah, that's nice, yeah, that's fun, that's terrific, but nothing is more satisfying was when you lean back and you think about what you had to go through to achieve that goal. And you just kind of, I did it. I'm proud of myself. You being proud of yourself is worth more than anything in the world to you. Setting and achieving goals can change your life. 3% of the people in our society today have done the steps that I'm just talking about. You want to be like the 97% who scrape by, whose biggest challenging goal is to get out of bed in the morning and go scrape up enough money to pay their lousy bills? Or do you want to be among the 3% who make their lives what they want them to be because they've designed the life they want and they're willing to do what it takes to make it happen? If you're willing to be one of the 3%, use these 12 steps and you can achieve the life you want. Thanks.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.